From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. The Pentagon downplayed Russian President Vladimir Putin's announcement of new nuclear weapons on Thursday. A Pentagon spokeswoman says Moscow's weaponry was long under development and had already been factored into U.S. assessments. Here's Dana White.
We're not surprised by the statements, and the American people should rest assured that we are fully prepared.
In his annual State of the Nation address earlier on Thursday, Putin boasted about his military's newfound capabilities, including, quote, invincible nuclear weapons that cannot be intercepted. The Russian leader emphasized that the development of new weapons that have no equivalent in the West came in response to the U.S. withdrawal from a Cold War-era treaty banning missile defenses and U.S. efforts to develop a missile defense system. More from White.
Our missile defense has never been about them. We need to ensure we have a credible nuclear deterrent. And we are confident that we're prepared to do, and we're prepared to defend this nation no matter what.
The U.S. State Department has approved the possible sale of Javelin missiles and launch units to Ukraine. It would come at an estimated cost of $47 million, the Pentagon said Thursday. A statement read the Javelin system would help Ukraine build its long-term defense capacity. And U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will travel to Chad, Djibouti, Ethiopia, Kenya, and Nigeria next week on his first trip to Africa as the top U.S. diplomat, the State Department said on Thursday. Much more on all these stories on VOANews.com. This is VOA News.